All right. Good morning. My name is Steven van der Vecht, and today I will tell you about an initiative we started 2 years ago in the Netherlands. And so the title of my talk is Fixing Healthcare Data Exchange with Decentralized FOSS. And basically, it's protecting your APIs with a decentralized trust layer. So the initiative is called NUTS. And NUTS is the Dutch word for utility services, but it's also fun in English. So basically, it is an open standard to enable a safe and correct exchange of healthcare data. And our goal, eventually, is to create a national and maybe international network of connected nodes to enable a frictionless healthcare data exchange with the patient in control. That last part is very important. By doing so, we hope to break down the silos of data silos, and enabling innovation again, because the data is very important for innovation to getting started. If you've got a great idea, but you don't have any data, it won't get off the ground. And by doing so, we hope to empower patients and caretakers back and put them back in control. So before I go any further, data, healthcare data can be a little bit abstract. So I think it's important to point out some things, like what's healthcare data exchange, why I think it's currently broken, and why should we fix it with decentralized software. So medical data is like lab results, can be things like electronic health record, very small things, but also very large imaging data, which can be many gigabytes. And the exchange takes place between hospitals, mental care institutions, general practitioners, home care, nurses, but also the patient. And what's important is that all those people use different systems. And it can be like a computer on wheels in a hospital, or phones, very old phones, company phones in an ambulance, for example, or just a plain desktop computers. And it's important to know that all these people need different tools. So if you build something like a data exchange network, you should take that into account. Well, this is the familiar picture in the decentralized internet room. We've got multiple systems, all their silos, healthcare, software vendors are making software for these parties for many decades now, and you can say that the process, internal processes are pretty much fixed. But exchanging data between those parties is a bit of a hassle. There are some things in place, but you might be surprised that this machine is still widely used today in the Netherlands to exchange healthcare data. It's the most simple way to put a document from A to B. Just call them up and say, there will be a document arriving. But it doesn't work for big pictures, imaging, healthcare imaging data. So we've got another solution for that. It's the DVD. So let's say you've got a hospital that needs an image from another hospital. The patient lays there, you know there's information in the other hospital. What do you do? You burn it on DVD, call a cab, and the image data get transferred to the other side. So, and that's of course not the only way to exchange data. There are small kind of networks. For example, they don't work on mobile, or it's focused on the financial flow, or between vendors, or even regions. Netherlands is a small country. We can divide it even further in regions. And that's all. Good healthcare data exchange is difficult to do correctly. So what we usually do is we make a sloppy technical solution, and we put on some contracts and lawyers, and then it's all fixed. So, and if there is a standard, the standard is probably so vast and large that only people implement small parts of it, and if you put them together, they don't work. We should fix that.